One advantage of having a team is that you get to use them as your sounding board for your future proposals. The gut check moment here is actually pretty simple. Do you have a team? If not, I'm telling you, you need one. You need a trusted group of ministry allies. You need a set of ministry colleagues and a healthy, honest set of ministry friends. You need people who will not only listen to your rehearsals, but boldly share feedback with you. These types of ministry relationships, listen to me, they don't happen overnight. Developing a set of trusted cohorts in ministry is worth every ounce of effort that it takes to set up this team and have these team members at your side. Having a team greatly benefits me as a leader. God did not intend for us to lead and do this thing alone. Personally, I have always found myself leading in community and never in isolation. I need people. I need to run my ideas around people. I need feedback. I need their trusted critique. Without a team, I become a resource unto myself, and I will inevitably fall short. Now, if you have traveled with me on any type of leadership journey, you for sure have heard me share or refer to the 12, the 3, and the 1. Just as Jesus addressed the masses and ministered to that core group of people that followed him everywhere, he happened to have a set of insiders. Jesus had the 12. And yet within this group of 12 disciples, Jesus had Peter, James, and John. And I've come to call them the 3, but beyond this, there was that one disciple, the one upon whom Jesus loved, John. Bottom line, Jesus had leaders at ever-deepening layers of closeness to him, and I feel we should do the same. I want you, and I want you to allow these leaders to have input and influence and be an instrumental voice in shaping me and my ideas. In addition, consider the value of those whom you have enlisted and are listening to your pitch. Hear me out on this. When people listen to my dry run or my rehearsal, it's not just singularly benefiting me. My insider teammates, they get to observe me as I prepare to lead up to my superiors. In doing this, I have unintentionally modeled how to lead up to my inside crew. My key ministry leaders have witnessed my rehearsals, they've provided feedback, and they observed my repositioning of my ideas based on their feedback. There is great value in modeling how to prepare to lead up. However, it's even more powerful for those leading under me to learn the art form of leading up to me. It is unbelievably gratifying to see one of my leaders implement these very principles to persuade me toward their proposal. I want my leaders to see that I am a busy leader. I want them to learn how to lead up to me. This way, I can quickly approve their airtight plans and make ministry happen faster and better. I don't want to be the only one leading up to my senior leaders. I want those leaders who I work with to know how to properly pave the path to lead up to me. One powerful way to make this happen is for my key leaders to be my personal guinea pigs. This allows me the opportunity to rehearse, dry run, and practice my pitch. When my leaders see me modeling these principles, they will in turn lead up as well. First, do you have a team? Second, will you enlist them to help you modify and massage your pitch and proposal?